It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hemi Weingarten has taken the suffering out of food shopping with his Fujicate shopping app. Now all you do is simply click on a barcode with your cell phone in seconds. You know whether it's a good or a bad choice and why. Hemi, when I stand in the snack aisle, I find the variety of number of choices totally staggering. It makes me want to run the other way. How will your Fujicate app help me?
Well, it'll help you to make a choice based on what's interesting to you and what's healthy. So I would, as a strategy, choose something that looks interesting or tasty and scan its barcode with Fujicate. If it gets a good grade, awesome, buy it. If not, Fujicate shows you a list of 10 healthier alternatives, and hopefully they're on a shelf nearby, and you can pick them up and buy them instead.
Okay, so I just want you to know, my husband and I downloaded this app, because he likes to do the shopping, cooking, he's a great chef. Suddenly, we're both going through the refrigerator, through our cupboards, checking to see what we have, how it graded, and then we love the alternative tab that you have there. As you mentioned, you give 10 alternatives, and they're all graded. That is just so, so helpful. So now, when I send him to the grocery store, he won't come home with some of that stuff, especially some things with that sugar added. And let's speak to that for just a minute, because that's going to show up in nutrition facts. But Hemi, why did you jump on that early on and make it so much easier for us to know what to buy with or without sugar?
Yeah, so the added sugars are a very big issue, and the FDA is planning to change the nutrition label to display that. It's going to take a few more years. What we decided to do is to help people out today by programmatically calculating how much added sugar is in a product. Sugar can be either naturally present from, let's say, the lactose, which is a naturally occurring sugar in milk, so you have that in yogurt, or it can be added as sugar or high fructose corn syrup. So we went through our database and we created algorithms that actually analyzed what are the ingredients in a food product, and based on that, we can tell you that your favorite strawberry yogurt has almost 3 teaspoons of added sugar in addition to the naturally occurring sugar from the milk and the strawberries. And that's a lot. You can find alternatives that have much less added sugar.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And so what you said, though, is the FDA is planning on doing this so that we can all see it on the ingredients, but they haven't yet. So right now, if I pick up a box or my favorite yogurt, like you're saying, I won't know what the added sugar is. I only know the total sugar. Is that correct?
Correct. You won't be able to know. And when people do know, they're actually shocked. People don't realize how much sugar is added into almost everything we eat. Spaghetti sauce, bread, even savory snacks, not to mention all the cookies and chocolate bars, et cetera, so even something that seems healthy might have a lot of sugar added to it. And what we'll see once the labeling does go into effect is that manufacturers are slowly going to take the sugar out. Same thing happened with trans fat once it was labeled.
Exactly. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about and get your opinion on, is if you feel like that is going to change the food industry. And obviously, you already think so, which I do as well. And I think that's the biggest benefit in having the sugar added, is helping people understand what is really in their product. And you mentioned, one of them you mentioned was bread. So bread is a really hard one for me as a mom, because my kids like sandwiches, especially to take it to school. But most breads that you pick up, either the first or the second ingredient is going to be fructose corn syrup in some sort of another. So I was really glad to have your app. So tell us, what sort of criteria do you look for to when you grade the bread?
When it comes to bread, we look at several things. We look, first of all, at the nutrition facts, and we want to see that there's a good amount of fiber that the product provides. Then we look at the ingredient list, and we want to make sure that fiber comes from whole grains and not from all sorts of additives. Then we look at additional ingredients in there, and we want to see that there are not too many of the controversial additives that are used in order to condition the bread to make it nice and soft, and also used to preserve it. So there are ingredients called azodicarbonamide, which is a dough enhancer, but on the other hand, it has been implicated in all sorts of potential health risks. It's actually banned in other countries. So those are the types of ingredients that we warn about. Luckily, there are more and more bread brands that are choosing to use more natural ingredients. What this sometimes means is that the shelf life is a bit shorter, but you're getting a healthier product. So the reason that food companies use all these bad ingredients is to increase the shelf life. Unfortunately, it decreases our shelf life.
Yeah, it does, and it just makes me so sad. Again, this is why Fujicate.com, you've got to go there for this. It's a free download, by the way. It's a free app, so it's a must-have in every home when you go shopping especially. But how about, we've talked about dry goods, but what about frozen products? And is that possible? Are we covered there as well with your system?
Yeah, so frozen brings to mind two types of food. First of all, there are all the frozen fruits and vegetables, and actually frozen veggies about the same level of nutrients as fresh, sometimes even more because they're picked at the peak of ripeness. So now in the winter, you may want to actually go buy frozen food, frozen produce versus fresh, because it'll be more nutritious, cheap, and probably taste better. When it comes to frozen meals, what was yesteryear called TV dinners, we wouldn't recommend them, but I have to tell you that there's been a lot of improvement since they first came out 50 years ago. You can actually find decent frozen meals today. They're still very processed, but there's been a lot of work done in order to improve their nutrition profile, reduce the amount of unhealthy ingredients. So we do have some of these products that get decent enough grades on the Fujicate app.
Fantastic. And so we covered the frozen. How about let's go to the meats and packaged meats and deli. How about the deli meats? Oh my goodness.
Deli meats are a challenge. It's more and more evidence is coming out that red meats and processed deli meats are linked to poor health results, heart disease, cancer. So it's hard to find products here that shine. What we do recommend is looking for products that are low in saturated fats, that are low in sodium, that don't use, again, some of the additives that have been shown to be carcinogens. But even if you choose the best deli meat out there, try not to make it a daily habit.
That's really good advice. I would agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm sorry, Caroline. I just couldn't help myself. Delis are sort of a stay away for me as well. What about, again, the packaged meats, though, that are in the meat section? Do we have that covered as well?
Oh. So are you talking about, like, buying fresh drumsticks and things like that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so those, the way they're packaged in supermarkets, they have, their barcodes are actually indicate their weight, and they are an internal barcode for each supermarket, so scanning them won't give you a result on Fujicate, but what you can do is type in the meat name and the fat percentage, and Fujicate will give you an assessment. And again, the way we grade the meat is these fresh meats is based on mostly their saturated fat content.
That is terrific. We love it, and we want everybody to go check it out. So go to Fujicate.com, download the app. In the meantime, make sure you check out our other radio shows on RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.